第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
今天下午呢，我们从第三节读起。
We'll start from reading in verse
3. 神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。
Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence and your moral excellence knowledge.
有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐。
In your knowledge, self-control, and your self-control, perseverance.
有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
And your perseverance, godliness, and your godliness, brotherly kindness, and your brotherly kindness, love.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
When these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
我们感谢主，当我们相信了主耶稣基督。
We thank the Lord that once we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
我们从神的儿子耶稣基督所得着的，乃是一个完全的救恩。
What we receive from the Lord Jesus is his full salvation.
这个救恩要在我们的人生中一步一步的让我们经历，一步一步的让我们得
着。And this full salvation is for us to step by step experience and to gain.
所以彼得讲到我们蒙恩得救，他告诉我们，我们已经从神那里得着一切关乎生命和前进的事情。
So Peter tells us that when we were saved by grace, that we have already received everything pertaining to life and godliness.
没有一个人得的比别人多一些，或者一个人得的比众人都少一点。
No person has received more than another person or less than another person.
换句话说，我们的起点，是在同一个点上面。
In other words, our starting point is all the same.
或者更深一点讲，神对我们的爱是无私，是公平，是完全的爱。
Or put it this way, that God's love towards us is very, is unbiased and it is very fair.
为什么我们能够得着这么宝贵的应许，这么宝贵的供应呢？
Why can we receive such a precious promise and this provision?
是因为神把那上好的用他的爱子耶稣基督来得着我们。
Because God has used his best through the Lord Jesus Christ in order to gain us.
我们听福音，我们的心门被打开，愿意接受耶稣基督做主，做我们的救主。
As we heard the gospel, our hearts were opened and we were willing to receive the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior.
那个生命就进到我们里面来。
And that life entered into us.
生命是在里面的。Life
is within.
我们弟兄刚刚领师讲到生命，我们知道在新约圣经希腊原文有两个词或者三个词来描写生命的。
As our brother had mentioned life in while he was leading the hymns, we know that there are three Greek phrases in the New Testament that refer to life.
在这里讲到那个生命，在希腊文里面叫做 zoe。
Here, the word that is used in Greek is zoe.
在这个马太福音16章说，你们若为我丧失生命，你们就必得着生命。那个是 suke。
And in Matthew 16, when he speaks about whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, that is suke.
那么还有一个字叫做 bio。
And then there's also bios.
这三个词，bio呢是指着我们的 physical body 这个生命说的。
And bios refers to our physical bodies.
所以今天学生物学的人，他们是学物质的生物。
And so people who learn, who study biology are studying life, or the physical life.
Yeah, physical life, or the physiology.
Or physiology.
那么主救我们呢，是先把他自己那个属天的生命，那个 zoe 给我们。And
when the Lord saved us, he first gave us that heavenly life, or zoe.
然后把我们留在地上这么长一段时间，经历各种的事情，来拯救我们的属K，拯救我们的魂生命。
And then the Lord leaves us on this earth for many years so that we go through many different circumstances in order to save our souls, or suke.
等一下我们讲到,这些都属于呢,福音的真理。
This is all, as we will mention later, this is all related to the truth of the gospel.
好,我们如果蒙恩得救了,你要长进,我们必须要把这三种生命的表现分得清清楚楚。
After you are saved by grace, if you want to grow spiritually, you must understand and separate these three different expressions of life.
那么主的救恩呢，是从我们的灵里面开始的。
God's salvation starts from within our spirit.
让我们得着了神儿子耶稣基督的那个生命。
That we have received the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以昨天我们讲到呢，生命在他里面，这个生命出现在我身上之后就是光。
And as we mentioned yesterday, that in the Lord Jesus was life. And when this life was expressed in us, that was light.
我们对生命的第一个感觉，我们知道我有生命，因为我看见我的黑暗，看见我的败坏，不是看见别人，是看见我是一个需要蒙拯救的罪人。And
when we first experience this life, we know because the light that is in us helps us to see our own darkness, not someone else's, but we realize that we are in need of salvation.
但是这只发生在我们里面，别人看不见，还没有见证。
But this is what happens within us. No one else sees it, so there's no testimony yet.
但是耶稣基督这个生命，从他的为人做人已经显出来了。
But this life of the Lord Jesus has already been expressed when he was a man.
那显出来是什么呢？就是基督的美德。
And what was expressed? It was the beauty of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，一个人在救恩上面越刚强、越丰富，他不仅得着生命，而且看见了，并且愿意表现那个美德。And
as someone sees more of the Lord, that this life becomes more abundant. He doesn't just express the life, but that he sees the beauty of this life.
所以主他救我们呢，若是我们在救恩里面。 有强烈的经历，我们遇见过主。
As the Lord has saved us, if we have this deep and strong experience of the Lord,
所以主的呼召临到我们的时候呢，就是主的美德和主的这个主的荣耀和主的美德啊，临到我们身上。
And then when the Lord calls us, then His glory and His beauty fall upon us.
弟兄姊妹们。 基督的生命在里面，它显在人间，有另外一个词叫做前进，就是像神一样。
And when the Lord's life is expressed, That is, there's a different phrase, which is godliness.
啊，这就是彼得讲到，他将关乎生命和前进的事已经赐给我们。
This is what Peter means when he says that he has already granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
那么，他让我们在这个生命里面认识什么叫做荣耀。
In this life, he wants us to know what is glory.
在这个生命的向神的表现里面，把基督的美德表现出来。
That in our expression before the Lord to show his beauty.
这是彼得告诉我们，我们得救的时候，神给我们的丰富和
And
荣
Peter
耀。
tells us that this is the abundance that we have received when we were saved.
然后神为什么给我们这么好的礼物呢？
And why does God give us such a wonderful gift?
因为神有一个目的，
God has a purpose
要赐给我们。
that he wants to give us.
那个目的不仅要我们消极的脱离从情欲来在这个世界上的败坏，
And not only to be delivered or escape the corruption that is in the world by lust.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神还要我们呢。在性情上面与他一同有份，
But also to have a part in his character.
就叫我们呢，每一个人都活出神的样式来。
That we all live out the likeness of Christ.
啊，昨天我们讲到生命的操练，
Yesterday we spoke about the exercise of life.
我们的弟兄彼得，在他离世以前，他把他一生的学习。归结在八个点上面。
Our brother Peter, before he left this world, he summarized his life lessons in eight aspects.
第一个点呢，他一生学习运用神赐给他那宝贵的信心。
The first is that he learned to use that precious faith that the Lord gave him.
信心叫我们回到神面前，叫我们的生命活泼。
Faith causes us to return to the Lord's presence and it gives life, it gives vitality to our lives.
啊，昨天我们已经讲到，若是我们到神的面前来相信神是，
As we mentioned yesterday, if we come before the Lord and we believe that He is,
我们才能得神的喜悦。
then we are able to be pleasing to Him.
啊，得神的喜悦，这个生命在我们里面就是真的，就是活泼的。
And when we are pleasing to the Lord, then this life becomes real and living in us.
啊，所以使徒保罗用了这个。哈巴谷书里面的话，他说：“义人必因信得生。
And so Paul uses the phrase that is in Habakkuk, which is, the just shall live by faith.
啊，我们在神的面前，如果是一个对的人，啊，是必须用信心。
If we want to be right before the Lord, we must use faith.
那用信心的结果，那属灵的生命，这个 Zoe 在我们里面就是活泼的，就是有能力的。
And when we use this, and we have this faith, then the Zoe, that life in us, is living and powerful.
今天每一个蒙恩得救的人都得着了这个生命，但是表现却是非常不一样。
Today, all who are saved by grace have received this life, but the
那
expression of life may be different.
原因在哪里
And what is the reason?
呢？有的人肯用这个信心，有的人把这信心呢藏起来，或者他不知道他得着了宝贵的信心。
Some people are willing to use this faith. Other people, they hide it or they don't even realize that they've received this
弟兄
precious
姊
faith.
妹，使徒彼得告诉我们，生命的操练第一步，我们要学习运用这个宝贵的信心。
But brothers and sisters, the Apostle Peter here shows us that in our exercise of life, the first thing we must apply is to use this faith.
那么第二步呢？他告诉我们说，有了信心的操练，我们还要操练呢这个德性。
And the next thing he tells us is that we must exercise this moral excellence or virtue.
我们先要问呢，德行是从哪里来的？
Now we must first ask, where does virtue come from?
刚才我们读彼得后书第一章第三节，他说呢，那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And as we read earlier in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 that He has called us by his own glory and excellence.
好，这个美德， 啊，就是后面他讲的这个，有了德性，啊，有了信心，要加上德性，同一个字。
And this excellence is the same word as the moral excellence or virtue that is mentioned in verse 5.
啊，在刚才读的第三节，我们看见什么是荣耀呢？神的生命就是荣耀。
In verse 3, what is glory? Glory is the life of God.
什么是美德呢？神的生命借着人的生活彰显出来，那个叫做美德。
And what is virtue? Virtue is the expression of God's life in man.
这件事呢，在使徒彼得的身上好像印象非常的深刻。
And for Peter, this experience was very deep.
我们记得在彼得前书第二章第九、第十节里面，彼得也说到同样的话。
Now, if we remember, Peter also spoke the same words in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
他在那里说呢，我们是被拣选的族类，我不去多都读了。他说，叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
As it says in verse 9, but you are a chosen race, and etc., and then that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
若是我们读诗篇的话，
If we read Psalms,
诗篇呢，从90篇以后我们看见越来越多描写神的作为，彰显他的美德。
If you read from Psalm 90 and onward, you see more and more that it describes our Lord's greatness and the expression of his virtue.
最近我们和一些弟兄姊妹在思想诗篇104篇。
Recently, some brothers and I were studying and considering Psalm 104.
我们已经用了好几次聚会，在慢慢的读那一篇诗。
We spent several gatherings to study this song.
每一次我们再去思想说，发现神的每一个作为都彰显他的美德。
And as we study each time, we realize that every place that the Lord has expresses his virtue.
神生命的彰显发表在受造的万物中，就是他的美德。
The expression of God's life in his creation, that is virtue.
但是那个美德最完整的、最具体的彰显，是借着道成肉身耶稣基督发表出来。
But that virtue, that expression of life was seen most clearly when our Lord Jesus took upon flesh and came to this earth.
所以使徒约翰呢，做见证说，从来没有人看见过神，唯有他的独生子耶稣基督向我们表明出来，见证出来。
And John testifies in chapter 1, verse 8, No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
所以今天下午呢，我们只能用很短的时间，略略的说一点这个美德的事情。
And so this afternoon, we can only use just a short time to describe this virtue.
主耶稣的美德是我们一生一世说不完的。
Our Lord Jesus' virtue is one that we cannot describe enough in a lifetime.
但是感谢主，今天这个美德也借着教会，借着每一个蒙恩得救的人，要彰显出来。
But we thank the Lord that this virtue will also be seen through brothers and sisters in the church.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多后书第二章里面讲到。
And so Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14,
他说，感谢神才常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
使我们呢，彰显那因认识耶稣基督而有的香气。
And manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place.
弟兄姊妹，基督的美德也要从蒙恩得救的人，从教会身上彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, the virtue of Christ will also be expressed through the church, through brothers and sisters.
这是神救我们、爱我们、高抬我们、给我们的目的。
This is the reason why the Lord Jesus, why God saved us and why God lifted us up.
好，我们先看见今天在地上，你要认识美德，要思想爱我们的父神。
So we must first see that if we want to understand virtue, we must look upon the Lord, the Savior who loves us.
要得着美德，我们要跟随基督。
And to gain this virtue, we must follow Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，让圣灵 使我们认识基督而显出那个香气来。
Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit lead us to know Christ and to express this fragrant aroma.
我们要从圣经里面来看一下，这个从旧约到新约讲到美德这个词，它表达出什么意义来。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we want to see the meaning of virtue.
美德啊，在一个人身上彰显出来的时候，它是一种的力，一个 force。
When this virtue is expressed through brothers and sisters, it is a force.
啊，这个力啊，如果你进碰到它，你就感觉到它的存在，而且你被它抓住。
And if you touch this force, then you realize that it exists, and then you are drawn by it.
啊，这个力啊，在我们的经历上面，第一个叫做感动力。
The first thing that in our experience is that it is an inspirational force.
啊，我们知道，今天我们要爱主哈，听一遍，听再多好听的道，啊，我们头脑很大，里面还是冷冰冰的。
Today we know that if we want to know the Lord, we may listen to many messages. Our mind may be very great, but we may still be very cold within.
这是为什么今天很多神儿女们没有力量的原因呢？因为我们里面没有被感动。
And why is it that many brothers and sisters do not have much strength? It is because we haven't been moved by the Lord within.
我们读属灵人物传记，不是道理把他们打倒。常常是基督的这个感动力碰一下，哇，这个人就翻过来了。
When we read these spiritual, these biographies of people, it isn't some knowledge that knocks them, but it is the life of Christ, the force that touches them, and then they fall down.
比如说，我们读这个本人约翰，江
巴念。For example, John Bunyan.
他本人是一个非常粗俗，讲话的非常下流。污秽的一个人。
He used to be someone who spoke very aggressively and with very vulgar words.
Yeah, 但是呢，有一次他碰到在井边洗衣服的几个妇人呢，他们在谈论主的事情。哇！忽然之间，他里面被感动了，他发现他自己很脏啊，很可怕。
But once he passed by a few women who were washing their clothes by the well, and then he was suddenly, and they were speaking about matters of Christ, and suddenly he was moved by the Lord, and he recognized how filthy he was.
因为那几位有美德的妇人里面有一个力量摸到了这个人。
Because those women, they were virtuous, and there was this force that had touched him.
我常常在想，我这个人怎么会信耶稣的？
Sometimes I wonder, how did I believe in the Lord Jesus?
我的姊妹常常跟我讲，你是一个没有情商的人 ，no empathy, zero empathy.
My wife often would tell me that I am someone with zero empathy.
那我怎么会？而且我天天讲道理的人，怎么会信主呢
？And often I would talk about different theories. So how did I believe in the Lord?
读圣经我也看，像这个腓力拿但业，主轻轻的说一句话，像这个利未马太，主说你起来跟从我。他就起来了，哪里来的力量呢
？For example, if we look in the New Testament, when Jesus called Philip and Nathaniel, or even when he called Matthew, he just said, "Follow me," and they all stood up and followed him. Where did the force come from?
那一句话里面，把基督的美德摸到这个人了。
But in those words, they touched the virtue of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是就这样得救的呢？
Brothers and sisters, were we saved in the same way?
你我是不是就这样子，本来放手不下的东西，天天抓心的东西，一下就没有了呢
？That there were things that used to capture our hearts that we couldn't let go of, and then all of a sudden, they were gone.
好，我们看见主耶稣有一次在一个地方祷告。
We saw that once Jesus was praying in a certain place.
他祷告完了以后，他的门徒啊。就来跟主说，主啊，求你教我们祷怎么祷告。
And after he was done praying, the disciples went to him and asked, Lord, teach us to pray.
可见主在那里祷告的时候，就有一个力量出来了。
So that when he was praying, there was this force that came out from him.
感动他们。
It moved him.
他们现在也开始要好好祷告了。
And now they wanted to learn to pray.
我们在教会生活里面岂不就是这样吗？ 因为弟兄姊妹把这个美德显出来，我就开始跟随主了。
And is it not the same for us that because we touched the virtue of Christ, we started to follow the Lord?
不是这个人有恩赐，或者这个人有魅力，那些东西在我们身上都没有长远的果效的。
It's not that we have some, that we have some gift, because those things that is not effective.
美德是一个力，
But virtue is a force.
第一个叫做感动力。
And firstly, it is an inspirational force.
第二个叫做吸引力。
And secondly, it's a drawing force.
好，我们读约翰福音就觉得很稀奇啊。
We are amazed as we read John's gospel.
主耶稣到施浸约翰那里去受浸了。
Know that Jesus went to John the Baptist to be baptized.
第二天，主耶稣又经过那个地方，可能离约翰在河边还很远。
And then we know later on that he went by again, and he, perhaps he, by the river, and perhaps he was still far from
God.
But John saw the Lord walking.
他就举起手来说，看啊，神的羔羊。
And then he lifted up his hands. He said, Behold the Lamb of God.
他的两个门徒，一个是彼得，不是彼得的弟弟安德烈，另外一个就是门徒约翰。
And there were two disciples. One was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, and the other was John himself.
他们就跟着他们老师指的方向，就看见主耶稣在那里行走。
They saw where their teacher was pointing, and they saw our Lord.
他们看见的是行走的羔羊。
They saw the example of one who was walking.
我不知道为什么，他们忽然之间就跟他老师讲说，我们转学了。我们要去跟随耶稣了。
And I don't know why, but then they turned and said to their master, they said, we are going to change and we are going to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，我被这一幅情景摸到的时候，19岁。
But the sisters, when I was touched by this scene, I was 19 years old.
那时候一个英国弟兄啊，叫做 Roger Foster 弟兄。
At that time, a brother from Britain, his name was Roger Forster.
他现在还在，我们有时候上网还可以查到他。他到台湾领大专的夏令会。
And he's still alive. And sometimes, if you go online, you can see that he was leading some summer retreat in Taiwan.
他那天问弟兄姊妹："你看见羔羊怎么走路吗？怎么做人？怎么做人吗？"
And he asked people, "Did you see that day? Did you see the Lamb of God walking? Did you see how he drew people?"
这是我一生在读圣经，在寻找的。
And this is what I was looking for in my entire life as I was reading the Word.
吸引我们。
He draws us.
所以以前我认为崇拜这个人，请让他做我师父的。现在我还是尊敬他，但是我只能跟随耶稣了。
So if there was someone who I used to consider to be my teacher or master, now I cannot, I still honor that person, but I can only follow Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做吸引力。
Brothers and sisters, this is the drawing force.
第三个，这个力啊，在我们身上能够推动我们。
And thirdly, this is a motivating or propelling force.
弟兄姊妹，推动我们呢，让基督从我身上活出来。
It pushes us and it motivates us so that life of Christ can be lived out in us.
有的时候我们知道这件事好，但是我没有力气，去不了。
Sometimes we know something that is good, but we have no strength.
但是呢，当这个美德显出来的时候，好像后面有一个大的力量把你推着往前走。
But when this virtue is seen, it seems as if there is this great force that pushes you forward.
我喜欢用这个字，叫 propelling force.
Or I like this phrase, propelling force.
它真的推着你，你跟随主就是这样子，毫不需要自己用人工的力量来做。
It truly propels you. You don't even need to use any human effort to push yourself.
我们可能曾经都在这样的聚会里面，哇，弟兄姊妹，就好像那个这橄榄球的教练一样，天天的推我们的打气啊，要我们冲啊冲啊，但是我没有力气啊。
And for example, we may have all felt like we were in a soccer team with a coach who was pushing us to go forward, and he would always like encourage you, but you felt like you have no strength.
就像这 sports coach 啊，我刚讲的是这个 football
Oh,
coach 啊，哇，
football, sorry,
他们你
football.
上战场，你看他们像还要画的这个，还要喊呢、啊，这个叫哈、啊，那是人魂里面的东西，但是基督的美德出来的时候，你看多少人，他们往前一点都不后退。
And we see that using human efforts, that's how you try to motivate people and to propel them forward. But we see that when you're touching the life of Christ, that it draws you, that it propels you forward, and you don't need any of that.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历过这个力量啊？
Brothers and sisters, have you experienced this strength, this
这个
power?
力量啊，真是托住我这一个微小的人走到今天。
And that power has kept me, such a little person, to walk even to until today.
那么圣经上面讲到美德，第二个，它是一个能力，是一个 power。
And secondly, this virtue is a power.
而这个能力出现在你我身上，变成你的力量和勇气，叫做 strength and valor。
And this power, when it's expressed in us, it becomes a strength and valor.
我们碰到这个东西的时候，能够叫我们胜过我胜不过的东西。
And when we touch it, we are able to overcome things that we formerly were unable to.
比如说罪在我身上的一种的辖制，以前
For example, the power of sin that binds us.
我们想要胜过这个罪，但是他一来引诱我就去了，但是一碰到基督这个美德。就过去了。
We want to overcome the sin, but when we are tempted, we immediately fall. However, when we touch the virtue of Christ, then this power enables us.
人肉体中的势力是很大的。
We know that the power of the flesh is very strong in us.
你知道保罗在罗马书第七章讲到他是打败仗的人呢、啊，他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个势力啊？
We know that Paul speaks about how he was fighting a losing battle in Romans 7. He says, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?"
他说我心里想做的善我行不出来，我不想做的恶我偏偏去做。
And he says how the good that he wants to do, he is unable to do, and the evil he doesn't want to do, he has to do.
你我有过一点属灵追求的经历啊，我相信我们都很有感觉。
I believe that if any of us have even a little experience of trying to pursue spiritually, then we all have this experience.
但是基督这个美德一显出来的时候。弟兄
But
姊
when the
妹，
virtue, but when the virtue of Christ is seen,
立刻就好了。
immediately the
你有没有
problem
这
is
个经
solved.
历？我很多次啊，很多事情上面这样经历住。
And in so many ways, I've experienced the Lord in such a matter.
再也不需要咬紧牙根了，
No longer have to grit our teeth.
再也不需要苦苦的这么愁眉苦脸的了。
We no longer have to have a downcast and solemn face.
在路加福音里面，在马可福音里面讲到有一个患血漏12年的妇人。
In Mark and also in Luke, it records a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years.
在众人拥挤耶稣的时候，他伸出信心的手摸衣裳，主耶稣衣裳的坠子。
And when there were many crowds around the Lord Jesus, she stretched out her hand of faith and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
圣经上面讲。耶稣觉得有能力，那个能力就是美德，有美德
And at
从他
that
身上
time, the
去，
Lord Jesus felt the strength or virtue go from him.
他就好了。
And then she was healed.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有碰过有的人呢、啊，关不住自己的嘴巴，在教会里面喜欢这里讲那里讲的？
Brothers and sisters, in the church, have you seen people who are unable to keep their mouths closed, that they will talk here and talk there?
你知道有这种的，自己也很讨厌呢、啊，但是就是关不住啊。只要一有人就想讲话，
And for the person, personally, he may also feel terrible about it, but he can't stop himself, that as soon as he sees someone, he feels compelled to talk.
也有人就是喜欢表现自己，要表现自己会说笑话，表现自己会对不起啊，我不要说太多了，表现自己某些的才华。
And there are certain people who feel that they must express some of their talents, whether it is speaking, talking about jokes or other matters.
我们也知道，在神儿女们中间啊，要学习隐藏自己，但是没有办法，环境一来，我还是我的老样子。
We know that in the Lord that we must learn to hide ourselves, and yet
但是，
very often we can't help it and we see people and we want to express ourselves.
什么时候我们一碰到这个能力，弟兄姊妹，你我里面就有力量，就有勇气，就脱开了。
But whenever we touch this power, we have the ability, and we have the we have the ability to be set free from this.
Yeah, we have the strength.
The strength
to overcome 这些问题。那么第三个啊，这个美德在人的身上，成为一个爱主耶稣基督他里面的财富。
And thirdly, this virtue becomes a wealth within those who love the Lord Jesus.
这个财富啊，就从他的生命中显出尊贵和丰富来。
And this wealth is seen through life as honor and riches.
所以保罗在给腓立比的弟兄姊妹讲到啊，你们的爱心因着知识和各样的见识多而又多，使你们会分辨是非。
And as Paul speaks to the brothers and sisters in Philippians, that their love abounds still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
那么靠着耶稣基督啊，做诚实无过的人。
In order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
并且呢，靠着耶稣基督结满了公义的果子。
And having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes from Jesus Christ.
这个叫做基督徒的财富。
Brothers and sisters, this is called the wealth in Christ.
我们在教会生活里面呢，常常碰到这样的弟兄姊妹。
In our church life, we may frequently encounter such brothers and sisters.
我感觉好像老姊妹多一点。
I feel that I experience it, I see it more in older sisters in the Lord.
他们呢，好像也不会说话，也没有学识，但是他坐在那里安安静静的，就有一个能力在他的身上，一个丰富在他的身上。
That even though some of them may sit there quietly, even though they may not have very advanced education, but as they sit there, you see the strength, you see this wealth from the Lord in them.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约也给我们看见，路德记第二章讲到波阿斯的时候，说他是一个大财主，其实他是一个有美德的男人。
And we also see this in the Old Testament. In Ruth chapter 2, we see that Boaz is described as a wealthy man, and actually he had much virtue.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以我们读路德记，很多人都这样领会哈，波阿斯是预表的基督的。
And as we study Ruth, many people have this, this understanding that Boaz represents is a type of Christ.
那么你我也看见哈，在箴言三十一章哈，第十节开始讲到一个有才德的妇人。
And Proverbs chapter 31, starting in verse 10, describes a virtuous woman.
她的每一件事情，她的殷勤，为着家人，为着她的邻居，啊，显出她是一个非常丰富的人。
We see that her wealth is expressed through her care to her family and even to her neighbors.
所以姊妹聚会啊，很多教会的都用那个来勉励姊妹们。
So many sisters' meetings will use these words to encourage sisters.
啊，弟兄姊妹，实际上那是指着教会说的。
But brothers and sisters, in reality, this is speaking about the church.
我们今天若是认识基督的美德，那是何等有福气的事情。
Today, if we come to know the virtue of Christ, that is such a precious thing, a blessing.
关于基督的美德哈，我用一节圣经来和弟兄姊妹做一个说明。
And regarding this virtue of Christ, I just want to use one verse to describe it.
罗马书十五章第三节。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 3.
啊，今天早晨呢，我在预备早饭的时候，主把这个摆在我的心里。
As I was preparing breakfast this morning, the Lord placed this verse in my heart.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
主耶稣为我们担罪，那个罪人是该受辱骂的，但是主却为我们受辱骂。
The Lord took all our sins. The sinner is the one who should have been reproached, but Christ took it all for us.
为什么他这样做呢？
And why did he do that?
他不求自己的喜悦。
Because he did not seek for his own pleasure.
光这一句话哈，我们思够我们思想一辈子。
And just this phrase is enough for us to consider for an entire lifetime.
在我待人接物、跟自己相处、跟主相交，我们学这个美德。
May we learn this lesson as we fellowship with others and also with the Lord.
那么我们怎么样能够得着这个美德呢？
So how can we gain this virtue?
这一段日子啊，我常常在主面前为自己、为弟兄姊妹一个祷告。
These days, I constantly pray for myself and for brothers and sisters.
主啊，带我们进到幔内。
May you lead us within the veil.
让我们不要活在环境的纷扰。
To not live in the confusion of our circumstances.
不要活在外面的这些刺激的里面。
To not live in the things that stir us up outside.
让我们进入幔内。
May we enter within the veil.
我们进入幔内做什么呢？注视他的荣光。
And what do we do to behold the beauty and glory of the Lord?
我要和弟兄姊妹分享一点我自己的领会和学习。
I want to share about my understanding and lessons that I learned.
在我早年追求主的日子中，
When I was young and pursuing the Lord,
有一次我参加一个聚会，一位年长的姊妹带领的聚会。
Once I joined a gathering that was this meeting that was being led by an older sister in the Lord.
这位姊妹呢，她主日她是不站讲台的。
And for this sister, during the Sunday, on Sunday, she doesn't preach the message.
因为她知道姊妹啊，不要起来这个讲道，教导。
She knows that the sisters shouldn't go up to preach on Sunday.
她请了他们聚会一位年轻的弟兄，是一个医生。
But she invited one young brother in their midst who was a doctor.
如果从台湾来的弟兄姊妹，你可能知道，台湾有一个荣民总医院，这个弟兄就在那个荣总，他是一个大夫。
And this this brother was a doctor at one of the veterans hospitals in Taiwan.
他大概比我也不用大几岁，他那一天讲腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。
This brother was not many years older than me, and that day he was preaching on Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 through 8.
他怎么解释？我现在完全忘记了。
I do not remember how he explained the verses.
但是那一天我坐在那里哈，圣灵把我带到那这几节话的情景里面，我看见我的主好美丽呀。
But that time, as I was sitting there listening, the Lord brought me into the scene of those verses. The Spirit brought me into the scene of those verses, and I truly saw just how beautiful our Lord is.
那个美丽显在什么点上面？
And how is that beauty seen?
主耶稣的谦卑。
The humility of our Lord.
他的谦卑到一个地步，他愿意受苦。
He was humble to the point he was willing to suffer.
受苦最后顺服。
And in the end, he was obedient.
顺服到死在十字架上，受最大的羞辱。
Obedient even to death on the cross, the greatest shame.
他不用天天喊得胜，他就得胜了。
He did not have to say victory, and then he would overcome.
弟兄姊妹们，这几句话在我的心中，我每次安静等候主，好像主就让我这样注视他的美丽。
And the sisters, as I wait before the Lord, using those verses, it seems the Lord allows me to see his beauty.
我不知道，但是可能就在这样的情况中，主就把他自己的美德就坐在我们的身上。
And I do not know for sure, but perhaps in such circumstances, the Lord is able to build his virtue into us.
在旧约圣经里面，我们知道有两位姊妹呢，啊，其实很多姊妹都可以用来做美德的例子的。
Now, in the Old Testament, there are many sisters who can be used as examples of virtue.
路德就是一个有美德的妇人，
But Ruth was a woman with virtue.
她拣选跟随拿俄米。
She chose to follow Naomi.
啊，她不是一个大声说话很刚强的一个人，但是呢，她每一个点都带着力量。
She didn't speak with much strength, but in every point she had much strength.
她的婆婆告诉她说：“今夜你到场上去，就着那个人呢，睡在禾场上面。”她就去了。
And when her mother-in-law said that you should go to the threshing floor, for behold, that man will be sleeping by the harvest, and then she went.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，路德啊，真好像愿意降卑他的自己。
But sisters, Ruth was one who was willing to humble herself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样的意念的时候，圣灵就把基督的美德组织在你我的身上。
But sisters, when we have such a thought, then the Lord is able to build his virtue in us.
另外一个就是撒母耳的妈妈哈娜。
The other example is Samuel's mother, Hannah.
那哈娜，主也让她被羞辱。
Know that God allowed Hannah to suffer shame.
啊，所以她把自己的看为做神的一个婢女，神要怎么用都可以。
And so she took this matter of shame before the Lord and asked the Lord to use it however he would.
神就用她得着了撒母耳。
And the Lord used her to gain Samuel.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的美德啊！
Brothers and sisters, this is such virtue.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天你我有时候经过一些环境呢，我们也流泪，我们也叹息，我们也里面觉得灰心，或者要去讲理由，要去征战。
And sisters, today we may go through different circumstances. We may feel discouraged, or we may sigh, or sometimes we may feel that we need to praise.
请记住，美德就是力，就是能力，就是财富。
But remember, brothers and sisters, that virtue is a force, it's power, and it's wealth.
我想关于这个点呢，我就简单的提到这里，好不好？
So I think I will just simply mention these points regarding this.
今天我提一下，盼望弟兄姊妹，我们常常思想，这跟我们的个人的生活、家庭生活、社会生活、教会的所有的事情都发生关系的。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will consider, because this touches all aspects of our individual lives, our family, our social lives, or even our church life.
然后我们来思想啊，这个彼得后书第二章的第五节。
Then we want to continue in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
最后一句话，他说有了德行，又要加上知识。
And in your moral excellence, knowledge.
啊，这个加上知识啊，我把它说叫做学知识的功课。
And I call it the lesson of knowledge.
怎么学知识的功课呢？要
How do you learn the lesson of knowledge?
要操练，按着真理而行。
We must exercise to act according to truth.
我们要按着真理而行，这才叫做真的知识。
We must act according to truth. That is true knowledge.
我们知道，在这个宇宙中啊，充满了知识和智慧。
We know that this universe is filled with wisdom and knowledge.
在诗篇十九篇
，In Psalm 19,
第一节到第三节
，In verse 1 through verse 3,
作诗的人说，他说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanses declaring the work of his hands.
这日到那日，发出言语；这夜到那夜，传出知识。
Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge.
无言无语，也无声音可听。
There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard.
我们看这受造的天和地，充满了各种的知识，背后是神的智慧和知识。
As we see the creation of the heavens and earth, we see that behind that it is filled with the wisdom and knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，是不是牛顿呢？看见这个天体的运行，他就把先是发展出微积分呢，然后他找到了三个物力学的定律哈。
And for example, we see John Newton how, as he observed the movement of the heavenly bodies, that he was able to develop calculus and also the three laws of motion.
你就看见。这些东里面充满了各种的知识啊，我们一辈子都学不完的，对不对？
See that the heavens are filled with knowledge, and we cannot learn it all in a lifetime.
人的身体里面充满了知识，充满了智慧。
Know that the human body is filled with wisdom and knowledge.
所以今天世上的人崇尚智慧和知识。
And so we see that the people of this world are seeking after wisdom and after knowledge.
但是这种的知识啊，还是隐藏在受造之物里面的知识和智慧。
But this knowledge is just the knowledge that is hidden in creation.
最高级的智慧和知识是什么呢？
What is the highest what is the highest and most excellent wisdom and knowledge?
乃是神自己和我们的主耶稣自。
It is the Lord Himself and Jesus Christ.
并且这最高的智慧啊。也隐藏在神的新造，就是救赎蒙救赎的教会里面。
And this highest wisdom is hidden in His new creation, which is those who have been redeemed and called.
我们要得着这样的知识啊，我们必须要先有基督的生命。
If we want to gain this knowledge, we must first have the life of Christ.
不仅要有这个生命，我们还要里面的心眼被打开来。
And even more, the inner eyes of our heart must be opened.
还要我们得着智慧和启示的灵，我们才能够明白。
We must receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation in order to understand.
所以使徒保罗碰到这些点的时候，他毫无办法，他只好祷告。
And so when Paul encountered these matters, all he could do was pray.
所以以弗所书里面，他在耶稣基督的神的荣耀的父面前祷告。
And so in Ephesians, he prays before the glorious, before the glorious God, before the Lord Jesus Christ.
他求神呢，让我们得着智慧和启示的灵，能够真的认识神。
He asked that we would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him to truly know Him,
能够真的认识基督。
to truly know Christ.
所以在这个哥罗西书里面，他也讲到，一切的智慧和知识都隐藏在基督的里面，基督就是神的奥秘。
And as he had also said in Colossians, that the mystery, God's mystery is Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
那他讲到基督的奥秘，就是教会的时候，他说的必须要借着圣灵的启示，人才能够明白，人
And
才能
when he
看得
mentioned
见。
that the mystery of Christ is the church, he said it is something we must understand through the Holy Spirit.
所以在罗马书第11章啊，他结束他对他的同胞以色列人的那个心愿的时候。
And in Romans 11, as Paul was concluding his message regarding his fellow people, the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，他说：“深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识。
He said, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
”弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩得救以后啊，蒙主的怜悯和吸引，我们开始爱慕、认识神、认识基督、认识神永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is after we have been saved by grace, that by His grace, we start to know Christ, we start to know His eternal purpose.
没有知识啊，我们在地上生活就很不方便。
Without wisdom, our life on earth would be very difficult.
我们也很容易被欺骗、被玩弄。
It would be very easy for us to be deceived.
在肉身的生活是这样。
That is true in our fleshly life.
在属灵的生命和教会在地上走属天的道路，更是需要属灵的知识。
Then in spiritual matters in the church and walking this heavenly way, then we even more so we need this spiritual wisdom.
今天神儿女们的困苦，弟兄姊妹，是因为我们对神不够认识。
Brothers and sisters, today we have troubles because we do not have spiritual wisdom.
We lost the knowledge of God.
我们失去了 the knowledge of God.
所以先知是能发出呼喊说，我的民呢，饥饿非因无饼，这个干渴非因无水，乃是因为不认识耶和华，不再听他的话了。
And that's why the prophets speak about how people are empty wells because they do not know the word of God.
先知以赛亚也呼喊说呢，我的民因没有知识，不认识我，所以他们就被掳去了，被仇敌掳走了。
And as Isaiah says, because that God's people did not know the Lord, and they were without knowledge, and they were then taken captive.
今天神的儿女们呢，为什么会这么分歧啊？因为就是在认识神的事情上面，我们不够深入。
Today, why are God's children so separated? Because they do not have a deep knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
我们得着了开头的一点点，我们就觉得那个是完整的，我们就天天搞那个东西。
When we receive just a little bit, we think that that is the whole thing, and that's all we do.
所以彼得他在离世以前，他深深的感觉到这是一个需要啊。
And so Peter, before he left this world, felt that this was such a great need.
这也是神儿女们的一个缺陷。
And this is an area where God's children have fallen short.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，接下来我要讲到这个知识跟圣经跟圣灵之间的关系。
And next, I want to talk about the relationship between this knowledge and the Holy Spirit and the Bible.
保罗在提摩太后书3:16讲到，圣经都是神所默示的。
And as Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
这个默示就是神吹出来的气。
In other words, this inspiration means that it is God-breathed.
那气是什么呢？那气就是圣灵。
What is the breath of God? That is the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，圣经的作者就是圣灵自己。
You know that the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit himself.
所以主耶稣介绍圣灵的时候，就直接说到他是真理的圣灵。
And so when Jesus was describing the Holy Spirit, he said he is the Spirit of truth.
如果我们要追求知识，要追求那个真知识，我刚刚讲的不是物理世界的知识，而是属灵的知识的时候。
So if we want to pursue that spiritual knowledge, not the knowledge of the physical world,
我们必须要根据于圣经的真理。
we must follow the truth of the Bible.
所以第一个，神的话语在教会，在每一个基督徒的身上，必须得着最高的地位和权柄。
So first, the Bible, the Word of God, must have the highest place in the church, in the lives of brothers and sisters.
我们一切的争论都是出于人的意见，而不是根据于圣经。如果大家都尊重圣经，就没有争论。
All our debates happen because we are following our own intentions. If we all honor and we put the Bible in its highest place, then there will be no such debates.
但是我们要使圣经恢复它该有的地位，弟兄姊妹，我们需要绝对的降服在圣灵的手下。
But in order for the Word of God to be restored to its rightful highest place, we must all be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经的真理啊，它的解释的，它的权柄是握在圣灵的手中。
And so the explanation and the authority of the Bible is held in the Holy Spirit.
我们如果不服在圣灵的手下，我们就不能做一个解释圣经的人。
If we are not under the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we cannot be one who explains the Bible.
我们知道，圣经的真理只有借着圣灵的开启、解释和引导，才被神的儿女们得着。
We know that the explanation in the Bible can only go through the explanation and interpretation and the enlightening of the Holy Spirit for brothers and sisters to understand.
我们讲一点的经文呢、啊，保罗在罗马书第十章第二节讲到，他说犹太人呢、啊，他们有热心，向着神是热心，他们也是真诚的想要守律法，但是却不是照着真知识。
We know that the Jewish people really wanted to follow the law, but Paul says in Romans 10 verse 2, For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge.
他们拿的律法是神借摩西给他们的，但是他们却误用了律法。
They hold the law that was given from God by Moses, but they are misusing it.
因为他们自己去解释律法，而不是让圣灵来教导律法。
Because they try to explain the law themselves rather than let the Holy Spirit explain it.
所以主耶稣要上十字架以前告诉门徒们说，有许多的话我现在讲给你们听，你们还不能够明白。
And so, before the Lord Jesus went to the cross, he said to the disciples that there were many words that he was telling them, but they would not understand them at this time.
但是只等到真理的圣灵来了。
Until the Spirit of Truth, when he should come.
他就要引领你们进入一切的真理。
He would guide them into all truth.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所书里面讲到基督的奥秘的时候，他说的，从来没有一个时代像现在，借着圣灵把这个奥秘解开来，启示给他的圣使徒和圣先知们。
And that is why in Ephesians, Paul says that it was not known in the past generations, but has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
所以我们要追求知识哈。弟兄姊妹，我们要服下来，服在圣灵的手中。第二个，我们要服下来，服在圣经的权柄的底下。
So if we want to pursue this spiritual knowledge, first we must submit ourselves under the authority of the Holy Spirit, and next we must submit ourselves under the authority of the Bible.
这包含我们个人的生活行为，还有教会的这个牧养和治理，都在其中。
And this includes our personal actions and conduct, and it also concerns the direction and the shepherding in the church.
我们知道16世纪、啊、马丁路德他起来，他根本没有意思说要改教的，但是呢，因为他读圣经，他就用圣经来看当时天主教的做法。
And we know that when Martin Luther started the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century, he had no intention to start a Reformation, but he used the Bible, and he was using it to compare with the doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church.
他那个真是一个属灵的征战，他一点血气都不用的，不能用血气的。
It was truly a spiritual battle because he didn't use flesh and blood.
他只是写了照着圣经找出95条，你这个跟圣经是不符合的。
All he did was follow the Bible and point out 95 points in which they did not act according to the Bible.
对，这个那个时候叫做 95 theses， 因为他每一个点底下都有很具体的事实在那里撑住它。
It's been termed the 95 theses because each point or each thesis would have a number of supporting points pointing out what was wrong.
所以圣灵印证这个才带来了欧洲半片的醒悟觉醒 awakening.
And it is because the Holy Spirit approved it so that it led to half of Europe being awakened.
所以我们说、啊、只有真知识才能带进生命的果效。
So only true knowledge can bring in the fruit of life.
刚才我们讲到真知识必须是根据圣经，而且是圣灵来解释和开启的。
And so we said that this true knowledge must be based on the truth of the Bible and must be based on the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那么真知识还有几个特点，它必须是纯正的。
But there are certain other unique aspects.
第一个，它必须是纯正的。
First, it must be sound.
这我们弟兄用英文就非常好 ，sound 哈。第二个，它是完整的。
Next, it must be whole.
对，它是完整的，不，你不能片段的抓住这个，你就失去那个，那是不对的。
It must be something complete. You cannot take one part and get rid of another part.
它是 whole 哈，第三个，它是正确的。
Thirdly, and is correct.
对，第四个，它是我们用的时候用的准确的。
And when we, fourthly, when we use it, we must use it accurately.
弟兄姊妹，我现在有时候在说话，圣灵就在我里面讲，你这个话不准确。
And sometimes when I speak, the Holy Spirit will say to me that this word was not accurate or precise.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫我们恐惧战惊啊。
Brothers and sisters, this should cause us to stand in fear and trembling.
我要讲了，我昨天聚完会，我心里面有自责的感觉。
I have to say, after yesterday's meeting, I felt a rebuke in my heart.
我讲我那一次坐飞机的事情。
Because when I was speaking about that time when I was on the flying on the plane,
我是下午3点钟到机场，在 Minneapolis。
It was Minneapolis, and I had reached the airport at 3 p.m.
我还记得那一天呢，3点钟就像晚上8点钟一样，整个都黑掉了。
I remember that 3 p.m. looked like 8 p.m. because of how dark the sky was.
进了机场，他们就说所有航班起飞降落都停掉了。
And when I entered the airport, they said that all flights were being canceled or were being postponed, whether they were taking off or landing.
我昨天说我被 delay 了6个钟头，圣灵说没有6个钟头。
But when I mentioned yesterday that the delay was a 6-hour delay, the Holy Spirit reminded me it was not 6 hours.
3个半钟头，你起飞的时候大概7点半钟。
And the Holy Spirit reminded me it was only about 3.5 hours because it was about 7:30 when I took off.
到今天早上啊，我里面都有自责，我说主啊，我这个人虚假，爱吹牛。
And I, this morning, I was still feeling the rebuke from the Lord, and I told the Lord that indeed I was exaggerating.
想要夸张,
I wanted to make it
more dramatic. 主不需要我们去为他夸张的。弟兄姊妹们，纯正的真理用的时候要准确。
But brothers and sisters, when you have this sound truth, it must be used accurately.
而且还要解开来。
And it must be explained.
这个解开啊，在诗篇119篇。里面讲的是 find the entrance， 你找到钥匙，找到那个门进去。
Whereas described in Psalm 119, you must find the key or the entrance to enter.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这样子才能摸人的生命。
And brothers and sisters, in this way, it will touch life.
哎呀，我真是很感谢主，从我年轻到现在，我聚过很多会，印象非常深刻，因为每一个聚会，我的生命都没摸到。
And I thank the Lord because I have gathered in so many different meetings ever since I was saved. And in each gathering, I've been moved by the Lord.
这是彼得告诉我们，在知识上面我们要操练。
And this is what Peter tells us, we must exercise in knowledge.
如果我们在知识上操练，你发现我们才可能认识神的工作。
And only if we...exercise and knowledge will we know God's work.
因为呢，福音必须是根据于圣经传讲基督。
Because the gospel of salvation must follow the must be preached according to the Bible.
你去读使徒行传，无论彼得，无论保罗，他们传福音都是本着圣经证明耶稣就是弥赛亚。
If you look at how Peter preached or how Paul preached in Acts, you see that they used the scriptures to prove that Jesus was the Son of God.
福音里面不仅包含十架的救恩，也包含着基督的再来，讲到复活，这些真理都必须根据于圣经的真理。
We know that the gospel encompasses salvation, it also encompasses resurrection and the Lord's return, and all of this must be according to the Bible.
如果我们福音讲很多科学，讲很多心理学，讲很多世界局势，结果人得着这些害怕了，他没有得着生命。
Now, if we speak a lot on science, or we speak a lot on psychology, or on other matters, and that's all that other people gain, then they did not gain the Lord.
所以过去有认识主的仆人讲，什么样传福音的人就带出什么样的信徒。
And so a brother in the past once said that, However, a person preaches the gospel is the kind of believers that he will gain.
因为我得救的时候，我信主的时候啊，我不认识真理，没有真理的知识。
When I believed in the Lord, I didn't have this knowledge of I didn't have this knowledge of truth.
这很多时候都要重新补课，这个补课就很花时间了。And
many times I would have to relearn the lessons, and this takes a long time.
我碰过有些弟兄啊，我们在一起聚会，差不多快20年了，他有一天很诚实的起来做见证。 他说：“今天我才知道主耶稣住在我心里。”
I remember that I've met brothers or sisters who have believed the Lord for 20 years, and then after 20 years, they stand up and they testify that only today did I know that the Lord Jesus lives in my heart.
哎呀，我在主面前呢，真是为他敬拜主、感谢主啊！我们弟兄很诚实啊，他都几乎是已经做了负责弟兄了，啊，他才重新经历重生的经历。
And I truly thank the Lord that this brother was so honest. He was almost going to be a responsible brother, and then he re-experienced this being born again.
那他以前是不是假基督徒？不是的。
Now, was he a fake Christian in the past? No.
他是真心相信，但是他没有根基。信心必须摆在神和神所示的上面。
And he had believed in the Lord, but he had no foundation. It must be founded on God who is.
这么多年来，我们弟兄呢，就是跟主说，主啊，你的话在我身上真不真？结果主就向他开启。And
for many years, this brother asked the Lord whether or not the word of God was real in his life, and then the Lord revealed himself to him.
他这样子在主面前追求啊，我们就看见我们弟兄的主就帮他把过去失落的年日补回来啊，短短的一两年呢。 进步好快好快。And
we see that the Lord restored the many years that he had lost. And in just one or two years, he improved by a great amount.
但是过去那一段日子，十几二十年啊，他对真理的领受，就不好像是主在那里预备他的心了。And
but in those previous 10 to 20 years, as he was trying to receive the truth, it seemed that the Lord was just doing the work of preparing his heart.
这是我们看见神在人身上救赎的工作，根据于主的话语。This
is how we see that the work of salvation that the Lord does is based on the word of God.
那么我们个人属灵生命的长进，生命的被成全，更需要属灵粮食的供应。
And if we want our spiritual life to grow and to be perfected, we must be nourished spiritually.
所以你看啊，过去在中国有服侍的弟兄姊妹啊，他们的聚会叫做灵粮堂啊，这是非常好的一个意念。我们在聚会里面就是要供应真理的知识，做属灵的粮食。So
we know that there is this denomination in China that they emphasize providing spiritual knowledge.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天这种的意念啊，名字还在，但是在人的里面呢，好像淡忘了。Now
today that denomination still exists, but it seems that this idea of spiritual knowledge is being lost.
保罗写罗马书啊，多次的跟弟兄姊妹讲，你岂不知，岂不知，岂不知吗？Now
we see in Romans that countless times Paul would say, "Do you not know?"
如果你不知道，你的生命就卡在那里，就不会长，就停在那里，不会改变。If
you do not know, then your spiritual life will be stagnant, it will be stuck, and you will not be changed.
啊，你看啊，我们因信称义了。如果不知道与基督同死同埋葬是救恩的一部分，我们活在恩典底下，但是我们生活行为没改变。
For example, if you know that you've been saved by grace, but if you don't know that you have also been crucified with Christ, then your life will have no changes.
所以在教会的侍奉中啊, 个人的追求上, 何等需要神的话语,
so as in the service in the church, we truly need the word of God.
那么接下来我们讲到教会的建造, 需要照着神的话。
Next, we want to speak about how the building up of the church needs the word of God.
需要照着基督，
It must be according to Christ.
必须要得着圣灵所赐的智慧和知识。
And it requires the knowledge and that is given by the Holy Spirit.
对保罗在离别这个以弗所教会的长老们的时候。
And so as Paul was saying farewell to the elders in Ephesus,
啊，他跟他们讲，我把你们交托给神和神恩惠的话语。
he said that I have given you to God and to the Word of God.
啊，他 commit 他们 to God and to the word of the gracious word。啊，弟兄姊妹，神的话语何等的重要！
He says, and now I commend to you to God and to the word of his grace. So we see how the word of God is so important.
啊，在哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们。保罗告诉他说：“你们要照着基督，不要照着人的智慧，这个哲学、心理学、科学各种的这些东西。
And then we see that to the brothers and sisters in Colossae that he wrote that you should follow the you should not follow the teaching and the tradition of men, but it must be according to Christ.
”啊，弟兄姊妹们，那么我们在运用神的话语的时候，需要有圣灵所赐的智慧和知识。
And so, as we use the word of God, we need the wisdom that is from God.
所以保罗在建造教会的事上，他提到他像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基。
And so, Paul says that he was, in terms of the building up of the church, he said he is a wise master builder who is building the foundation.
这在哥林多前书第三章第十节里面啊，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候我们一发热心，我们就来建，我们就去。去办一个教会，哼，这个有一点，我们的有一点初生之犊的感觉。
Today, sometimes we may be filled with zeal and then we want to plant a new church, but this may be a little foolish.
啊，因为我过去在很多大学中间服侍，
In the past, I served in many universities.
有好几个大学校园里面弟兄姊妹很可爱，他们就问我，伯丁，下次你来啊，教我们怎么样组织教会。
And then many of them were very dear brothers and sisters in the schools, and they would tell me, Brother Paul, next time you come here, teach us how to organize church.
我只好跟他们讲，我不会，我真的不会。
And all I could tell them is, I'm sorry, I really do not know.
教会是生出来的，不是组织出来的。
Because the church is born, the church is not organized.
握在圣灵的手中的。
It is in the hands of the Holy
如果你
Spirit.
我祷告，圣灵把智慧和知识赐给弟兄姊妹。
That as we pray, the Holy Spirit gives us the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and revelation.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们才认识教会的建造。
And brothers and sisters, then we understand the building up of the church.
我们再讲一点啊，
And let me mention another point.
教会在地上。走属天的道路，
As the church is walking upon this heavenly way,
我们会遇见属灵的征战。
that it may encounter spiritual warfare.
在这个征战上面，最需要的就是分辨和持守。
And the two most important things is that there must be discernment and holding fast.
啊，这个持守也可以讲，就是站得稳。
In other words, to stand firm.
啊，我们需要真的知识。
We need true knowledge.
如果我们不会分辨，不该打的仗你去打，弟兄姊妹，一定带来难处和痛苦。
If you don't have discernment and you fight the battles that don't need to be fought, then you will bring forth difficulties.
如果我们不会持守，弟兄姊妹，我们被骗了，被玩弄了，我们还不知道。
If you do not know how to hold fast, then perhaps you may be deceived and you don't even know.
所以在这一方面呢，保罗。对腓立比教会的祷告啊，他说：“愿你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上面多而又多。
And in this matter, we can see that Paul's prayer for the Philippians is that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
”在腓立比书第一章要结束的时候，保罗说：“因为你们现在所遇见的征战呢，你已经在我的身上听见过，也看见过了，你们现在碰到了。”
And then towards the end of the first chapter of Philippians, that Paul mentions that they have already seen all the
第三十节。
in verse 30 that they have that you you've experienced the same conflict with which you saw in me and now here to be in me.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不会分辨呢，我们可能把这个仇敌这个作为呢，变成了一个很大的难处。
If brothers and sisters, if we do not know how to discern, then perhaps the position of the enemy will become a great difficulty.
因为我们不懂得怎么样来处理这个事情。
Because we don't understand how to deal with these matters.
好，我要快快的讲，只剩下5分钟了哈。
So I only have 5 minutes, so I will try to I will speak very quickly.
我接下来和弟兄姊妹谈一谈呢，我们认识真理的范围，它的。
And next, I want to speak about the scope of truth.
啊，还有它的内容。
And also the content,
还有它的价值,
and also its value,
还有它的目的,
and also its purpose.
我们在教会的追求，个人追求上，首先呢，我们在福音的真理上面要扎得稳。
First of all, we must have a firm, we must be firmly rooted in the truth of the gospel.
第二个哈，在基要的真理上面，我们要扎得稳。
Next, we must be firmly rooted on the basic or the fundamental truths.
这个 basic truths
啊，basic truths.
弟兄姊妹们，这些点呢，在我们身上，如果我们有追求啊，教会就碰到事情来的时候，就知道怎么处理。
Then, if we have this basic truth, then when the church encounters different issues, it knows how to deal with them.
我对不起，我用一点我自己小小的经验。
I would like to use just one of my experiences.
过去我大概花了3年多的时间。
In the past, I spent about 3 years.
在我们自己聚会啊，我和我们中间一些年长的弟兄姊妹，他们年纪都比我大，他们是晚年才信主的弟兄姊妹。
There were these brothers who had believed in the Lord at a later age, and they were all older than me.
我和他们每个礼拜五晚上一起讲一个题目，讲基要真理。
Every Friday evening, I would share with them one basic truth.
我看见这些弟兄姊妹的生命的改变。
And I would see the change that was happening in their lives.
我看见他们里面经历主的喜乐。
I could see the joy as they experienced the Lord.
我看见他们开始爱主。
And I could see how they began to love the Lord.
开始认识教会的真理和道路。
And began to understand the truth of the church and the way.
像刚才我们唱的，我的目的乃是神的自己。我们这边好几位老弟兄最喜欢唱那首诗歌了，现在。
And earlier, we sang that hymn, My Goal is God Himself. And some of these older brothers really loved that hymn.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
这些真理在主日讲台都听不到。
These are truths that you don't hear necessarily here in the Sunday message.
因为我们主日讲台都是零卖，都是零卖 retail.
Because the Sunday messages are all a retail.
是 fragmental.
Or fragmented.
今天讲这个题目，下个礼拜那个题目，我们都是散的。
So, like for example, one brother will share something one Sunday, and someone will share something else next Sunday. So it's all fragmented.
所以他没有得着一个完整的。
So they don't see a full picture.
但是他们 commit 了3年的时间，我们读了50几课。他们现在对于什么是姊妹蒙头，为什么教会要这样，他们里面清清楚楚知道。But
then, when we spent 3 years and we committed to these 3 years to study over 50 topics, that they finally understood, why, for example, sisters had to cover their heads or why certain things were done certain ways.
有一件很可爱的事情，这些老妈妈们呢。 他们也来聚会的时候都蒙头了。And
one very precious thing is that all these older mothers that they would come to the gathering and they would also cover their heads.
弟兄姊妹，这个是基要真理。Brothers
and sisters, these are basic truths.
然后我们还要整本圣经来读，看见信仰的内涵。And
we must also read the whole Bible so that we can see the whole content of faith.
这就是保罗讲的，在真道上面同归于一。
And this is what Paul says when he says to be united, to have the unity of the faith.
这个是教会建造非常重要的一个步骤。
This is a very important step in the building up of the church.
不仅如此, 我们还要认识教会历史。
And even more, we must also know church history.
整个使徒行传就是教会历史的一个缩影。
We see that all of Acts is a shadow of church history.
我们最后啊, 再讲到, 在圣经里面呢, 神要让我们看见异象和启示。
And finally, in the Bible, the God will show us vision and revelation.
我们怎么样来追求真理呢?
So how do we pursue this knowledge?
我提三个点,
I want to mention 3 points.
第一个, 我们要学习啊, 过罗马书第12章第1节第2节那一关。
First, we must live a life that is described in Romans 12:1-2.
就是献自己, consecrate self.
To consecrate yourself.
而且不仅是一次, 要天天早上晚上, 我们要过奉献的生活。
It's not just once. It's something you must do daily, morning and night.
早上醒来说主啊, 我是属你的, 我把我自己献给你。
In the morning you wake up, you tell the Lord that, Lord, I belong to you and I offer myself to you.
今天我碰见的每一件事情, 你是我们的, 你是我的主人。
Today, in every circumstance, I encounter that you are my Lord.
晚上睡觉,最后一个意念,主, 我献给你。
And at night, before you sleep, the last thought you have is that you offer yourself to the Lord.
我们过奉献的时候, 你会发现你的属灵生命开始活泼了。
And as you live this consecrated life, your spiritual life begins to become lively.
第二个, 追求知识啊, 箴言第1章第7节说, 敬畏耶和华就是知识的开端。
And the second thing is that Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
怎么样叫做敬畏耶和华呢?
What does it mean to fear the Lord God?
我们做人要用良心对得起神,要用良心对得起人, 那叫做敬畏。
It means that our conscience must be clear, whether before God and before man.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗就是这样生活的。
Brothers and sisters, this is how Paul lived.
敬畏不是外面做出来给别人看见,好像你很虔诚那个样子。 那可以表演一下就好了。
Fearing God isn't some outward action where you show yourself to be pious before others.
而是我们的灵里面的良心藏在主耶稣宝血的洁净底下被对付。
But rather, it is that your conscience is constantly being cleansed by the blood of the Lord and that it is dealt with.
第三个,我们要殷勤地学习。
And third, we must learn and diligently learn.
对,保罗在写给提摩太的书信, 结束的时候,他说你知道你自幼明白圣经,你也知道你是跟谁学的。
And as Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that he mentioned that you know who you have learned of, and that you have continued the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
是的,我们要找到人,能够交通的,把主的话, 好好的从那些生命成熟认识主人身上学习。
We must find those in the Lord that as they have been mature in the Lord and learn from their lives.
得着亮光,就把主的话用在自己的生活和侍奉上。
To receive light from them and to use the word of God upon your own life.
好,我的时间已经超过两分,三分钟了,对不起。
And my time has already passed by 3 minutes.
我们有一点简单的祷告。
So let's have a quick prayer.
主愿你常给我们一个安静的灵。
Lord, may you give us a quiet spirit.
使我们靠着你的血, 我们能够住在幔内。
That by your blood we may live within the veil.
我们能够注视你的荣美。
That we may behold your beauty.
让圣灵把你的美德显在我们的里面。
That the Holy Spirit may show your virtue within us.
主啊, 也给我们一个敬畏的心,
may you also give us a heart of reverence and fear.
好让你把真正属天的知识教导我们。
That you may teach us this true heavenly knowledge.
让我们在你面前做一个受教的人。
That before you we are a teachable, that we are teachable before you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you. Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen.